like to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, MoneyMattersTopTips.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Chris Connolly on the line. He's the owner and fund manager over at Contrarian Investments. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam. Thanks for having me on.
So I'm excited to get into what you're doing over at Contrarian Investments and how you're helping your clients. But before we do that, let's get a little bit more into your background. How did you get started in business and as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, so I mean, I always have had entrepreneurship in my blood. My grandfather opened his own construction business. So it's always been, you know, something I've wanted to do. It's just been part of, my goals growing up to own my own business. After college, I was, had a opportunity that I saw in investing, but an alternative form of investing because, I graduated during 2008, during the market downturn. I wanted to be investment advisor. It's the wrong time to do that. So I ended up moving to a different avenue, dealing with sports betting. So that was the avenue that I chose. I was at the forefront of that becoming really popular, enlisted the services of my friend, computer programmer that ended up going over to working at Qualcomm pretty high up and, developed a computer model to help predict the outcomes of sports games. And that was just the start of it, was successful betting on my own for some years, and then took that and created a full legal company in Nevada that could do this just as, a regular traditional hedge fund would invest in, commodities or stocks, bonds. My firm specializes in sports betting.
So quite a story. So meaning going from obviously you want to be an investment advisor. This happened during the downturn of the market, and now you're thinking, you pivot. So you go to something else that interests you and that intrigued you. There's a lot of people just graduating college or kind of just starting out their career now that are listening to this. What kind of advice would you give them in terms of going about the workforce and trying to go after their dreams?
Sure. Yeah, I'd say the number one thing in the beginning is, I always like to bootstrap my own, ventures. It's, it's easy to go ask other people to put up their money to fund your dreams, but I just figure it's something, you owe it to yourself to maintain equity. Also, you just try that much harder. You put that much more effort when you're actually putting your own money up into it. So I didn't just graduate college and just go into this. I worked for a law firm in San Diego upon graduation. The finance law firm, and I worked in the finance department of it. It was a good job. Most people would be satisfied with that. I then moved on, did a project estimating for large commercial projects. Once again, dealing with numbers, and it just is great. Good money. Good opportunity, good potential long term, but it's just not something that, I saw myself doing for my whole career. And I had this vision. I'd been successful working on, my side business, which was sports betting, and I was very successful at it. So what I did was I saved all my money from my two previous jobs and moved out to Las Vegas. With my own money and pretty much, bootstrapped my effort myself and was able to prove, that I could be successful at this venture in a small way. And then once I was able to prove that, I was able to take that, those results and then, you know, market it to others that this could be a successful venture long term. So yeah, that's that's my, advice for those graduating. As everyone thinks it happens so quick, you gotta be patient. You gotta put in your own work before you could expect others to back you.
No, that's great, Chris. Great advice there. I feel like sometimes people just get in such a rush and so many things could happen for them if they just understand that it's a process, it takes some time. You know, obviously the people in the media that strike it rich supposedly quickly on their first idea or this or that, that's a one in whatever the number is that happens to. And yeah, there's some outliers out there, but to realize that growing a business and everything that you're talking about, it is a process. And it can take some time to get your skills up. Let's change it up a bit, Chris. I want to talk
more. I was just gonna say, and to your point, Adam, that's great. I just wanted to add that you realize when you make mistakes with your own money, they hit a little harder, and you're able to you're dialed in when it's your hard-earned money at work. So you're able to, put in extra effort, maneuver, and also, retain obstacles and, overcome obstacles a little better. My understanding is when it's your own money on the line.
No, I like it. You're right. It hurts more when you lose it. Let's talk more about what you're doing over at Contrarian Investments. So you mentioned it's a sports betting fund. Let's get a little bit more into that. So what kind of clients are you helping and how are you helping them?
Sure. And just to start out before that, there's a lot of sports bets become really popular in the last few years, right? And so there's a lot of people jumping into the space and they're claiming that, they're sports investors or they're sports, advisors. I was the first sports betting hedge fund launched in 2016, worked to get it legalized in 2015. So Senate Bill 443 was passed in Nevada in 2015. My fund was set up in 2016, the first one of its kind. And what I do is an alternative investment. So instead of, betting on stocks, having your money, in bonds, real estate, this is totally different. It's not tied to the market. So, if interest rates go up, the housing market goes down, whatever the case, it's 100% diversified. And we wager on the outcome of sports contests, particular football and basketball. And using our computer model, we predict the spreads of the game. So there's a I could get into a lot of details on what we actually do to beat the market, but it's been called arbitrage, and basically we're just picking off numbers that the market has inflated due to public bettors' perceptions, and we bet against those sides, the public, on our sides, creating value for us and our investors, and our investors are high net worth individuals. We only could deal with accredited investors. Found that out the hard way after a few good years and some good publicity. You can't take any investors that are not accredited. So we went through that whole rigmarole last year, back to just accredited investors this year. And so far to date, we're up 24.33%. Far outpacing the market, and look to continue that into football season in September.
So you've been at the forefront of this kind of movement and being one of the first, if I believe you said the first, sports betting hedge fund. So you see what's happening. You're obviously keeping a pulse on it all. What kind of trends are you seeing in that market? Do you think it's going to be a growth sector, that there's going to be more, and it's going to go further? Or I'm just curious what kind of trends you've seen from your vantage point.
Yeah, so it's I saw this coming, a while ago, and I thought it happened a lot faster, to be completely honest. So back when I started the fund, Nevada was the only state to legally accept wagers on sports contests in the United States. A lot, that doesn't mean it's not a lot of people aren't betting, right? Across the United States, people wager, but they wager in offshore markets. And it's estimated that $150 billion is wagered illegally annually. So that's a lot of money. So what happened in 2018, the Supreme Court overruled that, you know, there can't be any, that sports betting is illegal across the United States. It's up to the states now to legalize sports betting. And since that's happened, there's been 10 to 12 states that have now legalized sports betting. So you have New Jersey, which has become a big one, West Virginia, and, you know, many others. So basically what's happening is that money that's been tied up offshore is now coming into the U.S. and it's being, you know, wagered on these games legally here in the States. And, you know, people, that's just the, you know, overall view of sports betting. Now, getting more specific with sports investing, what I do is I have a fund set up, you know, registered, and basically investors, you know, instead of, I have some casual investors, some people that are just, you know, they like sports, some people they don't care about sports at all. They're just looking for to diversify their holdings. And what they do is they give me their money, they invest in contrarian investments. I turn around and wager on these games and produce outcomes that it'd be hard to produce on your own just because I've been doing this so long. And with my, you know, my connections in the industry, particular sports books, and, you know, able to read lines and get numbers, I'm able to produce returns in this market that, you know, you wouldn't, it's hard pressed to see in a traditional investment vehicle.
So Chris, if somebody's listening to this and if they want more, and if they're an accredited investor and they want more information on contrarian investments, what's the best way for them to reach out and get that info?
Yeah, so they could reach out. They could go to the website, contrarianinvestments.net. They could email me, chris@contrarianinvestments.net. Or if they just want to reach out, maybe, you know, they're an entrepreneur and they're just looking for some advice, or they're someone that's into sports betting but is not an accredited investor, they could follow me on Twitter at CCON8181, and I share, you know, the plays. They could see some of the betting slips, so they could see, you know, we do this with real money, large sums
that's
of money,
awesome.
And are pretty good at it. So yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, hey, Chris, I really appreciate you coming on the show, giving us your background, and also, man, I love your bootstrapping advice and what you're and how you're running your business. To the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review, do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really do appreciate it. And, Chris, again, thanks for coming on the show.